Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
We got our own celebrating to do. We can keep the champagne. We'll hold on to the champagne while we get through this Arcan Fire.
Were you impressed by all the Frank Sinatra lyrics I knew in that song?
Oh, well, that's more than I know.
So, my parents, when I was a kid, we had an old record player. And it was just Sinatra. It was just what we'd play before dinner, after dinner. It was just on in the house. And
yeah, there was always it was always that one artist that you play before dinner, or at least for me, it was every Sunday morning on breakfast. I know it was Frank. It was a mix of Frank and ABBA, actually. There was a lot of ABBA. I mean, I have three older sisters, so,
oh, yeah.
So I was kind of stuck with that.
ABBA's got some jam. Waterloo?
Oh, of course.
Waterloo's a jam.
Of course.
I love Waterloo. That's a banger,
yeah.
That one. All right, anyway, what do we got?
Anyway, what I want to start with...
ABBA songs, list them out.
Oh, dang it, I was going to do that one. Actually, I want to give you the floor because I don't believe you've had a probably reasonable amount of time to react to North Carolina this past weekend. And Bill Belichick, of course, we had a caller reference what's going on down there. But, of course, they get embarrassed by Clemson. And then we have the report from earlier this week that Belichick's banning socials from putting out anything on the Patriots. And then that goes against it. So what I want to start off this Arcan Fire with is giving you the floor for a full reaction on the latest in the UNC drama that is Bill Belichick.
Okay, so I said it the other day. I think that Bill Belichick has basically scammed UNC. I feel like this is like a Nigerian prince kind of scam. Like, send me money and I'll make you the 33rd NFL team. And they were like, wow, hey, look, I just got this email from this guy. It says it's Bill Belichick. You know, like, it's what it seems like to me. It just seems like this is all very, very scammy. Very, like, you got hoodwinked. But not because you fell for, you know, you believe that this guy, it's more like he presented himself and what he was representing and what he was going to do one way and then is now executing it a very different way. And along the way of doing that has embarrassed this university so many times, so many different ways, not just with the play on the field, with the carrying on, with the girlfriend, with the interviews, with all of it. It's been a terrible embarrassment. And it would have been for any team that brought this circus to town. Like UNC, it was not like some powerhouse team. If Alabama had done this and then they started off the year this badly, and maybe they wouldn't have because maybe the more talent would have gone to a school like Alabama. I think UNC really overestimated how many blue chip recruits were going to want to come to UNC and play for Bill Belichick. I think that was really sort of overestimated. And I know that they had, what, $20 million in NIL, which is what they were sort of allotted. And people assumed that that was going to be a whole bunch and that they'd be able to pay these great players. But it's just, you know, you got to have more of a skeleton to work with. You can't just throw all these recruits on top of a roster that doesn't have anything. Even when Deion Sanders did it, he brought in a whole new roster, and it took 1 year before they were actually, you know, decent, playing in a bowl game. And they had some signature wins. They beat TCU to start the year that first year, and then after that they fell off. With Bill Belichick, though, as arrogant and sort of insufferable as Coach Prime was those first that first year, and still kind of is. It's not quite as bad, but now that his two guys are gone, but it's not even close. It's not even close to what you're seeing here. An almost universally negative reaction to Belichick from the players, from the boosters, from the students, from the fans, from everybody. I mean, there's nobody that's enjoying any part of this right now. It's really been just completely, unanimously negative. And for Bill, there's not a legacy that is going to be erased by this. Nothing's going to erase his legacy. But this is going to further, I think, and this is maybe not the best way of putting it, but I do think if you're keeping score in the way that a lot of us here in New England keep score, this is going to be a notch in the win column for Robert Kraft. That's what it's looking like. Does that mean it ruins Belichick's legacy? No. Does it mean that his career is now suddenly less than what it was before? No. You can't take away those Super Bowl rings. You can't take away two decades. But you can look at Robert Kraft and look at the win-loss ledger and say, yeah, got to give him that one. You got to give him that one. He got out of the Bill Belichick business before it got even more embarrassing than it was, and they won four games this last year. It was embarrassing at the end for the Patriots. It was embarrassing. I think it should have been embarrassing for Bill Belichick. And it was definitely embarrassing for him when no one hired him. And he had to sit around and wait for UNC to come calling. You know that was not how he planned for that to go. You know he wasn't planning to spend a whole year doing a podcast and appearing on Pat McAfee. Like, that wasn't part of the Bill Belichick vision board, okay? And now here it is. You finally got someone to bite on the hook. And this is the product you're putting out there? This garbage is what you're putting out there every Saturday? I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. I don't think he survives the year. If he does, it'll just be because the AD and the boosters and everybody are too proud to admit that it was a failed experiment this early on in the experiment. But it's not just the football. I think if it was just the football, people would be a little bit less harsh about it. But it's more than that. He's embarrassing himself, and he's embarrassing the school. So that's where I stand on it. You're not going to erase his legacy. But if this is proving one thing, it's that Robert Kraft was right about firing him. That's all.
Hadouken! Okay, I want to stay in the NFL for this one. The Bengals might have found some life with a little in-division trade. They trade for Joe Flacco, of course, a couple draft picks now and again. But that's a couple of good news. One, the Bengals have a capable starting quarterback that's not Jake Browning. And number two, your guy, Shedeur Sanders, moves up to QB2, likely, for the Cleveland Browns. So, what do you make of the Bengals going after Joe Flacco to try and fill this Joe Burrow void?
I think once Flacco got benched, I think that moved Sanders up then. I think that you weren't going to be going back to him. And it would have been, you know, Gabriel, and if Gabriel flames out, then they were going to try Sanders. I don't think they were going to have Gabriel flame out and then go back to Flacco. It just, what's the point of doing that? You got these two young quarterbacks, and if one of them's not working out, you try the other one. That's what you would do. Him going to Cincinnati, I'm going to miss Jake Browning's girlfriend and her outfits. You see these outfits she makes? She makes these, like, custom-made Bengals outfits, which is something I was going to, and I wish I thought of this in time, was going to say to Jake in Boston, wait, there's nothing wrong with this. What about Jake Browning's girlfriend and those outfits she comes up with? That's the thing that the Wags are into now. By Wags, I mean wife and girlfriend. Is that they like to make, I don't know, curate these outfits. These, like, you know, football girl outfits. And it's great. I think it's great. Go ahead. More power to you. Go out there and do your thing. I don't think it's really distracting. The first one I remember doing that was the fullback in San Francisco, Juszczyk. How do you say it?
Kyle Juszczyk, yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk. His wife, or his girlfriend's wife, whoever it is, I don't know if they're married or not, but she was making these, like, they were like almost...
Yeah, custom, like,
custom
Letterman jackets.
Jerseys,
yeah.
Jackets, all this cool stuff. I mean, they look cool. I'm not going to wear them, but they look cool. And that's what I'm going to miss most if Browning's not playing anymore. But for Flacco, he'll probably be better for them. He'll probably be someone who can get the ball down deep to Higgins, get down deep to Chase. But I don't think he's going to save that season or anything. He might pick up one or two more wins maybe than Browning would. Although I thought Browning looked a lot better last week. As far as what this means for Cleveland, I thought Dylan Gabriel played pretty well. That was a close game that they just had. They lost, but it was a close one. And he almost got them back in the field goal range. But, you know, I'm rooting for Sanders. I want to see Sanders go out there and get a chance. I don't really care about Dylan Gabriel. I'm not an Oregon fan. I never really cared much about him in college or right now. But I do enjoy that there's a QB controversy going on. There's a legitimate QB battle, because the last one we saw was Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi, and I feel like this one's a lot more interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to turn your attention again to the NFL. We briefly mentioned it. The Cardinals running back, Emil Demercado,
yes.
I believe is how you say his name. You obviously saw him at the half-yard line fumble the ball.
Yeah.
Well, did you happen to see what happened on the sideline? Zach's putting it up on Twitch for us right now, and it's Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon laying into Demercado for dropping the ball at the half-yard line. Well, we have a resolution to that. Obviously, Gannon said he apologized, but the franchise itself is fining Gannon $100,000 for that altercation with Demercado. What do you make of the Cardinals handing out a fine because of this interaction you're looking at?
$100,000 for that? For hitting them on the pads? I mean, he hit them, but, you know, he was hitting them on the pad.
Well, he also cussed him out. You know.
So?
that's just a little disclaimer on the video.
Cuss out a guy who dropped the ball on the half-yard line? He should have cussed him out. Maybe you don't put your hands on a player, but it's not like he slapped him in the face. Or maybe he did. Maybe because the video I'm looking at, and that's the one I saw over the weekend, you can't really see what he's doing. There's two guys in front of him, and the running back has his back to him. You can't even really see the coach, but you see him like sort of jerk back like he got hit. But I think he just hit him in the chest, you know, like on the... I don't think he hit him in the fay or anything. Like, he's got the helmet still on. Put that back up again, Zach. I don't think that's what happened. So unless you strike a guy in the face, you know, like, did he get him in the face? I say it looks like he gets him like right in the torso. Which, if he's got pads on, then what, you know, $100,000 for that? I don't know how much Jonathan Gannon's making. He's probably making enough that doesn't really make a difference to him, but. I think that sets a bit of a weird precedent. If that's $100,000, then what would it have been if he'd slapped him in the face? Like $2 million? You know, like you can't. I feel like that's high for something like that. You want to fine him like $10,000 or something and say, okay, you can't hit your guy. Even if you hit him on the pads, you can't do that. But like, I feel like you see that a lot. You know, you see guys.
We see it once a week with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce.
Right? Yeah. Those guys yell at each other. I don't remember any $100,000 fines going there. And also, he apologized. Right? Which shouldn't, you know, just make it, well, okay, then no big deal. You should control yourself a little bit. But also, did you see that play? Did you see the other fumble in that game, too, by the way? The one that was an interception.
It was like an interception, then it ping-pongs, and Tyler Lockett's right there like, ooh, look, a football.
That was unbelievable. And if I'm Jonathan Glenn, I'm like, what the hell, man? Can any of you idiots hold on to the ball?
He'd be getting fined another $100,000 for... yelling at those guys.
Seriously. But, I mean, I don't know. I think finding a guy for yelling and hitting the guy on his pads is a little much. $100,000, it seems like a lot.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Okay, like you, I have a thought on the Patriots, and I, too, was... just as happy, just as excited to see that win on Sunday night. To see them go into Buffalo, take down Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I'm happy. Now, at the beginning, before the season started, we both had win predictions, and I said 8. And I thought, maybe they get it, maybe they don't, but they're on the fringe playoff team. Well, now I'm adjusting my expectations, probably like everyone else, where they should be in the postseason. And you detailed it perfectly with the schedule that they have. Winnable game, one after another after another. The Saints, the Titans, the Ravens, maybe if they're sliding. There are a ton of winnable games for a team that does look very, very, very capable of being a playoff team. And not just that, but with the clip we played earlier in the show with Tommy Kern, with the, not parity, but just the lack of sustainability there is in the AFC. We mentioned the Jaguars are 4-1. Like, the Bills right now are the top team in the AFC, and they should continue to be favored. But then after that, it's like, do you really know? Can you trust the Jaguars if they win the division? Can you trust, with the North being as crazy as it is, like the Ravens to make a big comeback and the Steelers to even sustain any kind of success?
So what's the take, Joe?
The take is that the Patriots should make the playoffs, and it's going to be a disappointment if they don't make it. So I'm here to say I've adjusted my expectations. The win total might be greater than the 8 that I set, and that this is a playoff team. And if they don't make it, there are lots of people in Pats Nation who are going to be upset.
Yeah. If they go 500 from here on out, that's a 9-win team. I mean, that's pretty good. And that is the producer's point with Joe Braverman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.